Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Okay, so welcome everybody to the June wellbeing session. And what we'll do is we'll start just getting ourselves into the zone, as it were. So just getting ourselves into the, just getting ready for an evening or for an hour of just quiet relaxation. And if that includes sleeping for you, then that includes sleeping. That's absolutely not a problem. So we're just going to start by finding a comfortable position. And if it feels good for you, just taking some slow, easy breaths to settle. And letting the breath return to its natural rhythm as you start to scan the whole body from top to toe for what you might need. Maybe there's some tension in the usual areas where we get tension. Could be the jaw, it could be the shoulders, the neck, or perhaps another part of the body. Or maybe your tummy is just a little butterfly-y today. So whatever you notice in the body will be a signal maybe to readjust your position. Or if you wish, you can put your hands on the areas of tension. Just feeling a connection between your loving hands and that part of the body that feels tense. Pouring in compassion, kindness, and support with your hands. Maybe just focusing on the breath for a couple of rounds. And on the exhale, just letting relaxation of the out breath just travel throughout the body. And simply paying attention to what you need and bringing in your kind intention to support you with what you need. And you may like to offer yourself a friendly welcome home. Hello, come in, rest a while. I've got you. It's okay. No matter what's here, and no matter how difficult it might be right now, just holding yourself with warmth and affection. And with a warm, friendly smile, give thanks to yourself for taking time for yourself to be here. And as we come to the end of this opening practice, just taking one final gentle breath before lowering your chin to the chest on the exhale and reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. So I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but we have the summer solstice coming up at the end of the week. So we're just going to do a couple of practices, two quite long practices. One is going to be a summer solstice related practice, and the other one will be the relaxation at the end of the session. So I'm sort of moving away slightly from mindfulness, which is the predominantly is what I teach. But I thought I'd do something that's more yoga related. So the next meditation will be a summer solstice meditation to recharge your chakras. So those are the energy centers within Ayurvedic medicine and within yoga that that are located in the torso and up to the head. And they're quite different from the ones that I would use in Qigong, of which there are three, and with the chakras there are six or seven. I will find out as we go through this meditation. So, summertime is a very powerful time of the year and a great time to release as well as to recharge. So, during this practice, I invite you to relax and recharge your energy with me. So, finding yourself a comfortable position, can be sitting or lying down, just taking a few breaths just to settle the mind and the body. And if it feels comfortable, you may want to try what's known as square or box breathing. I'll just do the very, very simple version, and you can extend the breath if you want to afterwards, because we'll do it for a couple of moments. So the idea of box breathing is that you're going to breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, and hold for 4 seconds. And if at any time it feels uncomfortable, just stop and return to your own natural rhythm. So I'm going to let you do this on your own for 4 rounds. So it's breathe in for four, hold for four, breathe out for four, hold for four. If you wish, you can then, if you wish during the 4 rounds, if you want to do it for it's the same, but actually breathe in for five, hold for five, breathe out for five, and hold for five. That's entirely up to you. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment. I'm going to do my own box breathing, and I'm going to let you do your box breathing as well for 4 rounds. And when you finish, just letting your breath find its own natural rhythm. And as you breathe in, just allowing a feeling of peace and calmness to envelop you. And as you breathe out, release any tension from your body, releasing any feelings of negativity or stress. Just letting it all go. Breathe in peace and calmness. Breathe out stress, negativity, and tension.
And imagine roots coming from the bottom of your feet if you're sitting, or for other areas of your body where the weight of your body rests supported by the earth. Consciously connecting to the earth brings us so much support and balance into our mind, body, and soul. And even if we're not directly connected to the earth, we're connected to it indirectly through the surface beneath us or the surfaces beneath us. You're always connected, always supported, and always loved. Now focus on a part of the body where you are at the moment or feel you are at the moment, directly or indirectly connected to the earth. Imagine the tingling energy entering your body and slowly rising up from your body, up from the legs and feet up into the spine. Feel this loving, healing energy moving and relaxing in all parts of your body as it moves. Moving up the spine to the shoulders, and down your arms to your fingertips. And you may feel a tingling sensation in your arms and toes as the energy reaches them. Or you may not, and that's absolutely fine. And feel that relaxing, loving energy moving up past your neck, and relaxing all the muscles in your jaws, or your jaw, your cheeks, and all the tiny muscles around your eyes. And as the energy reaches your forehead, any last remaining tension that you've been holding on to dissolves away. And you fully appreciate that your body and your mind are completely relaxed. And as you're enjoying this deep connection, feeling safe, feeling secure, and supported by the earth, I want you to try and imagine that this is a glorious summer's day and you can hear birds tweeting. Sun is beating down on you, and you can feel its powerful rays warming your shoulders and your head. You're in the countryside with wildflower meadows, fields with crops, and pockets of woodland. But in the distance, you can hear water trickling. The sound is so wonderfully relaxing. And in the field on your right, there are rows and rows of sunflowers with beautiful yellow faces, all pointing up to the sun, reaching their heads high to absorb the rays. There is a path between the sunflowers, and you decide to make your way down the path through the center of the sunflowers. You may feel the roughness of the sunflower leaves against your skin. And after you've been walking for a few moments, you come to a clearing and decide to take a little rest. You lie on the ground, fully absorbing the energy from the sun. And noticing the coolness of the earth in contrast. And this connection to the earth makes you feel so grounded, so secure. You rest your eyes for a few moments. You may see colors form and begin to dance in front of your eyes from the rays of the sun. But it's as if you're seeing them from your third eye in the forehead. Or you may feel some warmth or sensation of some sort around your third eye. The first color you may see is red. If, like me, you're unable to see in colours or imagine colours, you may actually feel a pulsating or a change in temperature in the area at the bottom of your spine where the root chakra is located. And the root chakra is related to survival instinct. It's related to how secure we feel. And as this red energy or a change of temperature, either warm or cool, or a sensation begins to flow into your root chakra, you feel a sense of trust beginning to form inside you. And you feel supported by and connected to the solid earth beneath you. And this feeling makes you feel so supported. And you enjoy basking in these red rays, or the change of temperature, or any sensations that you feel. Until you feel the area around your pelvis just below your navel, where your sacral chakra is located, begin to tingle. You may notice the color coming from the sun has changed to a vibrant orange. Equally, you may feel a change in temperature around the sacral chakra and a change of sensations. And whether you see orange light or experience changes in temperature or sensation, you are filled with a sense of pleasure. Just how wonderful all this feels. Our sacral chakra is responsible for our creativity, and our emotions also reside here. So, as you soak up the energy from the sun's rays, you begin to imagine all the possibilities that lie ahead of you, making you feel excited about the future with all the wonderful ideas that you have that are within your reach. Think of one now for a few moments, or two if you wish, as you enjoy absorbing this wonderful energy. And the color changes to a wonderful yellow, and you feel the area of your solar plexus above your navel light up as the yellow floods in. Alternatively, you may feel a change of temperature in the solar plexus chakra, or a change of sensations as you focus on that area, just above the belly button in the stomach area. And the solar plexus is our power center. Where our self-esteem enters, you feel it filling up your whole body with a sense of confidence in your own ability. Your sense of self-worth deep inside of you begins to shine as bright as the yellow from the sun's rays. And the more yellow you absorb, the more you begin to love yourself. And as you begin to really love yourself, the rays of sunlight change to a beautiful green color. And you feel your chest and all around your heart chakra begin to absorb the rays, feeling the warmth of the rays. And you feel pure loving energy filling you up. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the heart chakra is responsible for how well we can give and receive love. And you feel a tremendous sense of love and connectedness, as well as a sense of compassion towards yourself and towards others. And spend a moment absorbing this loving grace. And start to notice that the light has changed to a beautiful bright blue color. And you can feel the energy from that bright blue color entering your throat area. The throat chakra is the center of communication. And equally important when communicating is listening and be able to speak without fear of being touched by others for your words. And you realize that this wonderful blue energy can enable you to speak your truth, but always with compassion. And you feel confidence in your own voice as you are recharged by this wonderful healing light. And as the light changes from bright blue to a deep indigo, you feel the energy start to enter the middle of your forehead where the third eye is. It's just above the eyebrows. Third eye chakra. It's the center of a spiritual connection. You may feel this area with a tingle, feel this area begin to tingle, or sense a change in temperature as you're suddenly filled with a sense of knowing and a deep feeling of wisdom. Trust your inner voice. You feel a wonderful connection to your spirit guides as you absorb the indigo light. You feel spiritually connected and totally at one with the universe. And as you gratefully absorb this glorious indigo light energy, this feeling of connectedness gets stronger. as the light changes to a beautiful violet color, and you feel the energy entering through your crown chakra. The crown chakra is our direct connection to source energy. Feel the rays of sunlight shining down and warming you to the core. Feel that sense of connectedness. Feel the heat entering through your crown chakra and the energy flowing down through each of the other chakras into the ground where you're physically connected to the earth. Enjoy this moment of pure relaxation and bliss as each of your chakras lights up to fill your aura with a rainbow of colors or with a sense of warmth or tingling. The energy that you have received has left you feeling more grounded, more emotionally balanced, more confident and trusting in your own abilities. You're filled with a sense of love and compassion. You're completely connected, both physically and spiritually. And you feel a sense of gratitude for this healing, revitalizing energy that you've received from this summer sunshine. Still imagining that you're surrounded by hundreds of beautiful sunflowers. Try and take that feeling of being connected with nature with you. And understand that just like you, the sunflowers are reaching towards the light, yet with their roots firmly in the ground. You walk back the way you came through the field of sunflowers, feeling totally refreshed, and the powerful summer sunshine has recharged you. Now all of your chakras are flowing and in alignment with each other. You realize that you're actually a rainbow inside. We are all rainbows and we're all connected. Nature can recharge our energy anytime if only we let it. So maybe if you're able, particularly with the summer solstice coming up, see if you're able to get outside and connect with the solstice energy over the next few days, or certainly around the weekend. But you can also connect with the summer energy anytime through the summer. As we come towards the end of this practice, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. So, 1, becoming more aware of your position in the space that you're in. 2, feeling yourself come easily and effortlessly back. 3, hearing sounds return to their true perspective. 4, feeling your fingers and toes beginning to tinkle, maybe, or giving them a little bit of a stretch. And 5, reacquainting yourself fully to the space that you're in. Maybe giving yourself a hug or a drink of water or a nice big stretch, whatever your body needs. And I hope you've enjoyed summer solstice meditation to recharge your chakras. I'll just give you a moment or two just to reflect on that before we go to our next practice. This is a progressive muscle relaxation practice. So I'll explain what that is in a moment after we settle. So just finding yourself a quiet place to relax. This is your time, a time for complete and utter relaxation. So just getting yourself comfortable. And just become aware of your breathing. Don't change it, just being aware of it. Noticing how your abdomen rises and falls with each breath. Now take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, all the way down to your stomach. Hold the breath just for a moment and then exhale it through your mouth, allowing your breath to carry away all the stress and tension as the air floods out of your lungs. Take another slow, deep breath in through the nose, filling your lungs completely. Holding it for a moment, then releasing the breath through the mouth, emptying your lungs completely. And just repeating that one more time. Letting your breath return to its natural rhythm and relax. And you may feel that your body has already undergone a change. Maybe the tension in your body has begun to loosen and subside. So during this progressive muscle relaxation practice, I'm going to ask you to tense various muscles in your body. So just try to do it without straining. Don't exert yourself. Just contracting each muscle firmly but gently as you breathe in. And if at any time you feel uncomfortable, just simply relax and breathe normally. So we're going to start by bringing your awareness to your feet and your toes. Breathe in deeply through the nose, and as you do so, just gradually curl your toes down and tense the muscles in the soles of your feet. Hold the breath for a few seconds, then release the muscles as you breathe out. Feel the tension in your feet wash away as you exhale. Maybe noticing how different your feet felt when tensed and now that they're relaxed. Take another deep breath in, tense the muscles in the soles of your feet, hold this position for a few seconds, and now release, feeling yourself relaxing more and more deeply with each breath. Your whole body is becoming heavier, softer, and more relaxed as each moment passes. Now bring your awareness to your lower legs, your calf muscles. As you draw a nice deep breath in, point your toes up towards your knees and tighten your calf muscles. Hold for a moment. Then let the muscles go limp as you exhale. And once again, draw in a deep breath. Tighten your calf muscles. Hold for a few seconds. And then let it all go, feeling your muscles relax. And feeling the tension wash away with the out breath. And in a moment, we're going to tense the muscles in the front of our thighs. If you're lying down, you can do this by trying to straighten your legs. And you'll feel the muscles moving. Sorry, you'll feel the muscles pulling your kneecap upwards. If you're seated, you can tense these muscles by pushing your heels down into the floor. So take a deep breath in and tense the muscles in your thighs. Hold for a moment, then release everything. And as you do this, the blood flow to your muscles increases. And you may notice a warm tingling sensation. Just enjoy the feeling of soothing relaxation in your muscles and your thighs. Again, deep breath in. Tighten the thigh muscles. Hold for a moment. Then release. I'm focusing on letting the muscles go limp and loose. Now draw a nice deep breath in and gradually tighten the muscles in your buttocks. Hold this contraction for a few seconds. Then release your breath and feel the tension releasing your buttocks. Feel them relaxing. More completely. Once more, breathe in deeply and tighten the muscles in your buttocks. Hold for a moment. Now release them. You're becoming more and more deeply relaxed. Now take in another breath and this time gradually tighten all the muscles in your legs, from your feet to your buttocks. You can do this in whatever way feels natural and comfortable for you. Hold it. Now release all these strong muscles and enjoy the sensation of release as you become more and more relaxed. And bring your awareness to your stomach. Draw in a nice deep breath and tighten these muscles. You can imagine that you're trying to touch your belly button to your spine and release your breath and let the muscles go. Maybe there's a sensation of release, of relief that comes from letting go. Once again, draw in a deep breath and tighten your stomach muscles. Hold for a few seconds. Then let them relax as you exhale and release all tension. And bring awareness to the muscles in your back. As you breathe in slowly, and if it's safe to do so, just arch your back slightly, just tightening these muscles. Now release your breath and let the muscles relax. Again, draw in a deep breath and tighten your back muscles, holding for a few seconds, and then relax and release. Now, giving your attention to your shoulder muscles and the muscles in your neck. As you slowly draw in a nice deep breath, put your shoulders to your ears and squeeze these muscles firmly. Now breathe out completely and allow your contracted muscles to go loose and limp. Again, pull your shoulders up towards your ears. Squeeze the muscles firmly. And feel the tension subside as you relax and breathe out. Feel the heaviness in your body. Enjoy that feeling. Just feel yourself becoming heavier and heavier. Feel yourself becoming more and more deeply relaxed. You're calm, secure, at peace. And now it's time to let go of all the tension in your arms and hands, starting with the upper arms. As you breathe in, raise your wrists towards your shoulders and tighten the muscles in the upper arms. Hold that breath and that contraction for just a moment. Then lower gently, gently lower your arms and breathe all the way out. You may feel a warm, burning sensation in the muscles where you tighten them. You also feel sensations in your fingers. Just feel how relaxing it is to release the tightness and breathe out all that tension. Curl your upper arms again, tightening the muscles as you breathe in, as if you're doing a bicep curl. Breathe in deeply. Relax your arms and breathe out. And now bring your awareness to your forearms. As you breathe in, curl your hands inwards as though you're trying to touch the inside of your elbows with your fingertips. Feel the tension subside as you breathe out and relax. Again, taking a deep breath in, tighten the muscles in your forearms, holding it for a moment, then releasing them and feeling the tension wash away. And now take another breath and tightly clench your fists. When you finish breathing in, hold for a few seconds, then release, noticing any feelings of buzzing or throbbing. Your hands are becoming very soft and relaxed. Take another deep breath in and clench your fists again, holding for a few seconds. Then release and letting your fingers go limp. Your arms and your hands are feeling heavy and relaxed. Just take a couple of nice slow breaths now and just relax, feeling yourself slipping even deeper into a state of complete rest. Now tighten the muscles in your face by squeezing your eyes shut and clenching your lips together. As you do, breathe in fully, hold it, and then release, relaxing all your facial muscles, and feel your face softening. Once more, breathe in deeply as you scrunch your muscles in your eyes and your lips. And breathe out and release. And now bring your awareness to your muscles in your jaw. Take a deep breath in and open your mouth as wide as you can, feeling the jaw muscles stretching and tightening. And exhale, allowing your mouth to close gently. Again, filling your lungs with air, opening your mouth wide. Now letting your mouth relax and your breath flood all the way out. And now you're completely relaxed. From the tips of your toes to the top of your head. So please take a few more minutes to relax and rest. Listen to the sound of your own breathing and enjoy the lovely warm sensation of relaxation. And as we come to the end of this practice, just start to slowly reacquaint yourself to the space that you're in whilst I read the closing poem, which is appropriately called June by John Updike. The sun is rich and gladly pays in golden hours, silver days, and long green weeks that never end, scores out the time is ours to spend. As little league, hopscotch, the creek, and after supper, hide and seek. The live long light is like a dream, and freckles come like flies to cream. So I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this and taking part in this summer solstice practice.